Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
On March 20th, 2003, the United States invaded Iraq. Exactly 1 year before the invasion, Alex Jones predicted it.
So now everybody's going, wow, it really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Will be joining us into the second hour to cover the waterfront. And then Patrick Byrne has the inside scoop on the escalating war in the Middle East. You do not want to miss any of this transmission. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Our answer to the great reset tyranny of the New World Order is the Great Awakening. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to air a 13 and a half minute clip coming up at the bottom of the hour, Tucker Carlson, where he really knocked it out of the park in a recent speech he gave yesterday, where he breaks down the fact that everyone knows something bad is happening and things are about to get worse. And then he lays out how the social contract with the people of the West has been deliberately broken by the establishment. But he doesn't go far enough, so I want to introduce the clip and then add the rest of the story, and I'm not putting Tucker down. And, you know, I talked to Tucker quite a bit privately. I mean, he understands the big picture, but I don't think he wants people to lose hope. But at the same time, you just got to be completely honest with people. And that is, the globalists don't just not care about us. They want to hurt us. They want to depopulate us. That means they want to kill us. We don't just have a disconnected, out-of-control globalist elite that doesn't care. They know exactly what they're doing, though Tucker's absolutely right. What they've set up is going to blow up in their face, and there's a good chance they'll destroy all life on the surface of the planet in the process of that. Okay, so let's get right down to brass tacks. We've got this serious, tragic situation in Maine. Another, we believe the official story, lunatic, because they advertise everywhere that mass shooting is a thing. It's entered into the consciousness like a suit you can go buy at the store. It's an option, like, oh, get a red car, blue car, or black car, maybe a white car, maybe a gray car. Why just have suicide by cop where you can just go kill a bunch of people? Army Reserve, completely mentally ill, been in a mental institution last year for saying he was going to blow up and shoot up the military base. In almost every case, these guys say they're going to go do this. And nothing is done. If you're running around saying you're going to blow up a military base and you are a military firearms instructor, your ass needs to go to the mental institution for 10 years and get the Thorazine treatment. But, of course, they didn't do that. And now 22 people are dead, 60-plus wounded, and they're going to blame gun owners for this. No, that's why we need guns, to protect ourselves from this reported, they say he did it. He may be innocent, but if the story's true. And I got a lot of angles to talk about.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out. It's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I was just on his show. It's gone viral, Vivek Ramaswamy. And he's going to be live with us coming up next hour. Patrick Burns got the inside scoop. Early respecting. Makes a lot of sense what he's saying on what's happening in Israel, the Middle East. What happened with the stand down on October 7th. He'll be joining us coming up. We got the anti-Israeli view yesterday with Nick Fuentes. We'll get the pro-Israeli view with Patrick Byrne. We're trying to give you all the different angles here, unlike the corporate media and unlike some of the independent media. I'm not attacking independent media that wants to take a side. I'm trying to have a 35,000-foot view here. And, boy, there have been a lot of big developments on that front. Huge developments on the war front, also in Ukraine. Big developments in the Democratic Party eating its own, and more statements by the attorney generals in different states, like Letitia James, saying white people are inherently evil, and so does the ADL. They teach that, but then they wonder why then the brown people are attacking the Jews. Well, you look white to them. So we've got some chilling clips of that. Also, remember the disgusting Las Vegas teens that ran over the retired police chief because he was white and killed him? Well, now they flipped off the family of the police chief they killed, and they're basically celebrating. We have video of that. What nice people. But, I mean, he's white, though, so he deserves to die. That's what Letitia James basically says. White people are inherently bad because they have light skin. That's a quote. And, of course, George Soros financed her and put her into power. So, yeah, let's flip off the family of the guy you ran over and killed for fun. I got a feeling that those guys are going to have a lot of fun in prison. Because even, quote, run-of-the-mill criminals are sick of this type of indiscriminate murder. You know, there's so many videos we never even get to because I just have so much other news. But I'm going to really start delving into all the footage of black-on-white attacks in this country that the media basically covers up. And imagine if the shoe was on the other foot, how people would feel. I don't want to randomly run over some black person jogging or riding a bicycle down the side of the road. Oh, look, there's a black person here. Let me just run them over. But it's acceptable now in America with many people. So we're going to be looking at that and tying it into Israel and all the things that are unfolding there. Also, there's a big report going around everywhere that Israel, working with the Delta Force, and then the articles say with the Navy, you know, Delta Force is not with the Navy, it's the Army, though you can try out from any branch of the military, they're planning to, quote, nerve gas the tunnels. Well, that is international war crime. But then I did a little more research and remembered that Delta Force has done training, it's not classified, in hostage situations to spray opiate gas into tunnels or houses where hostages are, to knock everybody out, and then you can go in and save the hostages. So I made some phone calls, I'll leave it at that, and was told, indeed, that basically, that's what Eric Prince was talking about Saturday when we were hypothetically saying, how could the Israelis go in and not cause massive casualties, both civilian and their own? And Prince is like, well, there's some other options. And he didn't tell me this, but that is the option, and it is to pump not nerve gas into the tunnels, but high-powered, basically aerosolized heroin. You don't want to do fentanyl. That'll kill a bunch of people. And, of course, it was declassified in 2000 that the Marine Corps was training to pacify riots in U.S. cities using helicopters and or drones. And that's, you know, that's 23 years ago. They already used the term drones to deliver high-powered opiate gases to knock out rioting crowds. So we'll just get tomorrow's news today. And I'm not defending Israel, just to defend Israel. And it's okay if you want to defend Israel. But what I'm saying is when I report these things, it's because it's the information we have. We want to be as accurate as possible. I find it hard to believe that Israel is going to pump nerve gas in and then, quote, save the hostages by pumping nerve gas in. Because if you kill the hostage takers with nerve gas and they're right next to the people who are the hostages, what does the nerve gas do to them? And real nerve gas, VX, you name it, it doesn't matter if you're wearing protective gear, you're dead. It'll get through anything. One micron of it gets through a crack. It'll go through your skin, and you're going to be seizing up and convulsing to death. So the story that's even in the mainstream news, in my view, is absolute crap. Again, use your heads. Totally illegal, war crime. But it's worse, U.S. military that's a signatory to that is going to help the Israelis use nerve gas that's going to kill the hostages. Again, it's war propaganda, it's preposterous, and it's even in the Israeli news. Now, if Netanyahu's crazy enough to save his hostages, save the Israeli hostages and other hostages with lethal nerve gas, well, then, man, the IQs have dropped about 100 points in Israel. So I don't think that's happened. So, in fact, there's no way the story's true. So we do know that Hamas and Hezbollah have been caught making nerve gas, and they've got caught using it. And the U.S. and Israel, by the way, were backing the jihadis against Assad. And so the only use of nerve gas, chlorine gas, was by ISIS when the West was backing them against the Syrian regime of Assad. So I've kind of already covered that, but there's a big stack on that area. Netanyahu, we are the people of the light. They are the people of the darkness. Trump issues warning to Americans about the fight in Gaza, says it is coming here. I agree. It already has. Israel-Palestine war. Israel plans to flood Hamas tunnels with nerve gas. Report Israel planning to flood Hamas tunnels with nerve gas under U.S. Navy supervision. The article says the Navy Delta Force. This is just not true. It's not true. It's like saying the Washington Cowboys. If you want to understand foreign policy, there's a clip that Cernovich has put out breaking down what's happening. I'm going to play that. Hamas fighters trained in Iran before October 7th attacks. I've seen the training. I've seen what the Iranians do. And I agree that Iran admits they've been funding it. And I said that day one that I believe Iran was behind it. That doesn't mean I want to go to war with Iran. I'm just telling you what I think. And I'm not always right, so just telling you what I think. And I said on October 7th, Israel will end up blaming Iran, and I predict we'll bomb Iran, probably just military targets, and kill some of their leadership like we saw Trump do. And we'll see. I'm right again. Before and after satellite images show Gaza's destruction, we'll be getting to that. We've got the open border news here. As well, Biden has let in, that they admit, it's much higher. More people, the number of illegals who've invaded under Biden is larger than the population of 38 states. So we're going to be getting to all of that. Of course, a great graphic that really says it all. It's an image of aircraft carrier strike force group. And it says for Israel's border, you've got a carrier strike force group, and for the U.S. border, you got a guy on a horse, and if he whips his horse with the rope to make it go through the water, they claim he's whipping the black, quote, migrants. So we're going to be looking at all the angles of that. We've had more Jews attacked and cornered around the country, inside restaurants, inside grocery stores, inside colleges, and I think any group being targeted for what group they are and attacked is wrong. And we've got the media defending that and, you know, saying, well, you know, they deserve it. Very, very dangerous situation there. And you've got more riots around the country with Hamas, Hezbollah sympathizers just blocking roads and pulling white people out of their cars and beating them up. Because, hey, Jews are white, so this is an old white man. Let's just beat him up, too. Hey, there's an old retired police chief on a bicycle. Let's just kill him. Why not? Everybody knows. Well, Teacher James said white people are inherently evil. So why don't we come back and get into some of those clips when we return on the other side? I told you the last big sale was ending. The next big sale is here. The only thing we're keeping is, or adding, I'm sorry, this is new, not BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra is 60% off immune support, organic green fibers, vitamin D3 gummies, down and out sleep support, whole food multivitamins, superfood vitality, all massively discounted. The new sale is up and live. Check it out today, InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Race war they're trying to start. Letitia James saying that white people are inherently evil because of their skin color. That's the Attorney General persecuting Trump in New York. But I want to get into the tragic events that we have just seen unfold in Maine. There's a lot of different angles to this and a lot of different takeaways. You have an individual, and they're saying they think it's him. Even mainstream news is calling him the shooter. But I think we can still say that's alleged. That's how our system works. Maine massacre gunman Robert Card, that's the Daily Mail, was committed to a mental hospital after hearing voices. Military firearms instructor, spent 2 weeks in a mental health facility this summer before killing at least 22 people. Now they're saying the number's down to 18. I hope that's correct. More than 60 wounded. And then they talk about the entire state of Maine being on lockdown because he is at large, but now they think he went across the border to Massachusetts. So the answer is armed citizens, not disarmed citizens. And even though mass shootings are statistically up because they didn't really happen until the 1980s, it's still a very rare form of dying, but nonetheless terrible if you're wounded or killed. So, again, is this MKUltra? Was he a mind control subject? We don't know that. And you know why? Because the CIA, under that program, MKUltra, MK Naomi, and others, admittedly trained people to be assassins and mass shooters. And we know Sirhan was drugged up and was just a decoy shooter. That's come out. And I'm not saying this was MKUltra. I'm not saying that. I'm saying because there's a history of that, and Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook shooter, was involved with the CIA, so was his family. That's in mainstream news. Look it up. The Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, was in the MKUltra program. Source, Washington Post, LA Times. The stories are so old, you just have to go to a search engine and type in Unabomber's CIA and then click images, and you'll see LA Times, Washington Post. You can even see newscasts from the 90s about it as well. And it goes on and on and on and on. The shooter at the Aurora movie theater, the Batman shooters, dad ran the government brain interface program, and he was a volunteer in a mind control experiment. I'm not saying that's what happened there. I'm just saying it's weird this continues to go on. So we need to investigate. We need to look into here exactly who this individual is, Robert Card of Maine. But he's now wanted on murder charges. They've issued the warrant with at least 18 dead. Some press reports are 22. We hope that's not the case. But the bigger takeaway here is, how could they lock down the huge state of Maine and say, stay in your house? Are you staying in your house? There's other criminals out there. Maine only had 22 homicides in all of last year. It's one of the safest states in the country. Beautiful state. I was just up there recently, and very, very sad, but they're now calling to take your guns, take my guns. And, of course, in the final equation, it's known psychology that when you have a mass shooting, there's more mass shootings because it enters into the mind. It makes it an option. They noticed this back in the 30s and things with the Empire State Building when it was built, that when one person jumped, they had to put up fencing at the top. Suddenly, more people would hear about it, and they would suddenly, in a day or so, two or three more people would show up to kill themselves. or the press reported on somebody jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge, suddenly others would come. Yeah, that's an idea. So you have copycats. That's why they have a name for it. And the more this gets covered and the more attention there is, the more crazy people. What do you want to bet he was on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs? It says on the insert of all the major SSRIs since the 90s that it's directly linked to mass murder, megalomania, delusions of grandeur, and suicide, and a bunch of other things. So even aquatic life from the runoff of the Mississippi River, there's so much of the chemicals in antidepressants going into the Gulf of Mexico that in the areas where they've tested the fish and shrimp, shrimp will go up and start attacking a fish or a bird that's going to eat it. It just makes them like psychotic zombies. A small percentage of them, others just are docile and don't care and won't evade. If you don't think I'm telling the truth, it sounds insane, just search engine. Wildlife becomes reckless after ingesting runoff of SSRIs. Shrimp becomes suicidal when ingesting SSRIs. Shrimp become violent. I mean, they actually did federal studies on shrimp alone. I'm not joking. They even got shrimp on treadmills, a $15 million study they did as well. Guys, look up the video of the shrimp on a treadmill. People don't believe it when I say it. So there's a small percentage of people, you put them on these, and they go into like a dream state. And then when they have a weird thought or they hear a weird thought, it makes them highly suggestible. That's basic psychology. And they go out and they do it. Suggestibility is very simple. Now, there's a shrimp on the treadmill. That was like a $14, $15 million study from memory if you look it up. So, and then they tested this stuff on them and seen what it does. They then tested it in the ocean and, you know, tested the blood of the different animals. And it makes them either not care. That happens to a large percentage and just be careless. That's why they say it makes shrimp commit suicide. They'll just swim right up to a fish or a bird. It's bigger than them. But others start attacking. Fish start attacking. Birds start attacking. Shrimp start attacking. And you put, what is it, 60 million Americans last time I checked? Yeah, there it is. Antidepressants in waterways may make crayfish bolder, increasing risk of being eaten by predators. That's just a study on crayfish. But it's also studies on shrimp. So no matter how crazy it sounds, folks, I'm telling you the truth here. And normal suggestibility is you see an advertisement for a steakhouse and a sizzling steak and a big juicy baked potato and a side salad. And you go, man, I'm hungry. That looks good. I'm going to the steakhouse. Or you see a beer commercial at the beach and, you know, ice cold beer and beautiful girls playing volleyball. And you think, man, I'd love to be at the beach with beautiful girls playing volleyball. Plus a beer sounds good. I'm going to go down to the 7-Eleven and get a six pack. Yeah, there's a mass shooters and psychiatric medications. Almost every one of them was on them. So we know what's going on, and the answer is not taking good people's guns. You know, we got an office full of people. They got concealed carry. We just say, don't have it out in the open. Don't brandish it. You want to have it in your briefcase? You want to have it on your side? This place is an armed camp. We got armed security as well. Feel super secure. But if we had employees start talking about shooting people, they're going to be let go like that. And if they ever come, it's never happened, and they ever come back around, well, we're going to be, you know, watching. This guy said he was going to blow up the military base, reportedly, allegedly, and that he was going to shoot it up. So they put him in the mental institution for 2 weeks and then let him go. And you better believe he was on SSRIs. We don't know that, but I think it's a very safe bet. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with a huge Tucker Carlson news and so much more. Don't forget our new sales here, BrainForce Ultra, fast-acting, really clean, really strong. It goes away in about 3 hours, so I like it because I can take it at night if I got to work some more but then still sleep good. It's really an amazing, special nootropic. It's back in stock, 60% off, immune support, organic green fibers, vitamin D3 gummies, down-and-out sleep support, ultimate multivitamin, super female vitality, they're all back.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life?
Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
One more point, I'll get into this more next hour with Vivek Ramaswamy about this mass shooter in Maine that they locked the state down. Looks like it's not even in the state. Look how one guy can bring a whole system to its knees. And imagine the tens of thousands of Hezbollah and Hamas that they admit are inside this country. And what's going to happen if they pull, each of them, what he just did? Tens of thousands dead, total bedlam, and then they're going to set up more security services to come after the American people and conservatives and Christians and take more of our freedoms, and the government won't even get in trouble for bringing these people in. An incredible video I'm going to get to after Vivek Ramaswamy leaves us. The head of the illegal alien migrant program admits to turning loose hundreds of thousands of children to people and not even keeping track of them, facilitating the largest child trafficking ring in American history. That's a quote. And that she was even told by the head, Mayorkas, and his deputy, I want an assembly line. I want them turned loose to people even quicker. And that segues us into the Tucker Carlson video I'm about to play. It's posted on Infowars.com if you want to see it. Share it if you're a radio listener. Tucker Carlson warns really dramatic, abrupt change is coming. Steve Watson article. And it's very important what he's saying. But I wanted to tell the rest of the story. He keeps saying the elites don't care about us. No, they believe they're filling the space as the alpha apex predator. And they're carrying out social Darwinism. And so anything horrible they do to us, we deserve it, in their view, because we put up with it. So when we see them moving heaven and earth, they have $100 billion to Ukraine and other countries, as our nation literally falls apart, as inflation explodes, it's on purpose. It's a post-industrial world. They don't want you to have money to have a family or have children. They want to get rid of the idea of the West and capitalism and wealth, and only want ultra-rich, who are, quote, stakeholders, to live like kings, while all the rest of us are completely deindustrialized. And that's what Obama, again, famously told Africans. You can't have cars and air conditioning. The world will overheat, which isn't true, but he lives like a king. Your children are bad. They're really another gender. Your children are bad because they're white. They're inherently evil. All humans are bad. We're hurting the earth. You're being taught to hate yourself. You're being taught to not have a life force. You're being taught to literally believe the world's ending in 2030, as they've told you, because it is ending as we know it under Agenda 2030 that's designed to reduce the population by 90%. This is a real thing. This is the central issue of our age. This is what's happening. This is the global financial plan of BlackRock that controls 88% of world money and property and assets. This is the social credit score. This is you will eat the bugs and like it. This is Tyson Foods, the biggest food producer and, quote, meat packer, saying, yeah, we just signed a $1 billion deal to make you eat bugs and to put bug protein as the breading on chicken and everything else. They're doing it. And by the way, the chitin protein is very, very toxic and poisonous. So it's all about demoralizing us, all about dominating us, all about totally controlling us, all about making us lower our standards in the West so the rest of the world doesn't aspire to those standards of a upwardly mobile society where my children are going to be better off than I was. No, children are bad. Humans are bad. Globalism is the answer. It's going to let you atone for being an evil human by changing your gender, by getting sterilized, by following all our directives because you're evil because you're white. Well, it's the white countries predominantly that still have the wealth and the idea of vacations and a two-car garage and medicine and being able to go to college. That's all being erased, ladies and gentlemen. That's why all these states are passing laws. Oh, it's racist to teach 2 plus 2 equals 4. Remember Common Core decades ago? Now it's here. Totally dumbed down. Many school districts have 90%+ failure rate in reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's designed. Now they're saying pilots don't need to pass the old test because they're phasing out humans. It's all going to be AI. Again, we're being made obsolete. And to make us obsolete, they've got to get us to turn loose of human civilization and allow us to be replaced by the robots and the self-checkout lines and the bug farms, because traditional agriculture is bad and hurts the earth, and we got to cut the trees down to save the earth. It's all murdering logic. Here's Tucker Carlson laying it all out.
I thought early, and I actually wrote a piece, not for the Daily Caller, I'm embarrassed, but for Politico, because I wanted to sort of drop a bomb into my neighbor's laps, and said, look, you may think that Trump is a ludicrous figure, and you know, you may be onto something, but fundamentally, what he's saying is not crazy at all, and in fact, it's necessary. And if you don't want to have another revolution in the country, you should probably start paying a little bit of attention to what the people beyond Washington think. And I thought then, that was January of 2016, I thought that that message was so rooted in common sense and also in observed reality that he would probably win, and he did. So I got a lot out of making that one call correctly in my life. And I really did think that we would see, say, 5 or 6, 7 years hence, a political system that more closely matched that idea. You know, that the work product coming out of Washington would bear a little closer resemblance to what people wanted. And, of course, the opposite happened. It's crazy how that idea just went away and no one actually believed in it, which that blew my mind most of all, including a lot of people I thought were on my side, including a lot of people who paid a lot of lip service to, you know, put the country first. I personally don't like the term America first because I think it is loaded, but just like just common sense stuff. Like if something really dramatic in your country happens, like young people can't, I don't know, get married, you know, or buy houses or have any hope for a future that approaches, you know, the middle class upbringing they had, then you've got a huge problem and someone should be responding to that. And if your economy is like on the brink of collapse, you know, if your country's literally bankrupt, someone would say that. And if food inflation gets so crazy that, you know, people are actually complaining about it, at least where I live, I spend a lot of the year in rural Maine. That doesn't make me an expert on the people or anything. I'm fundamentally a rich kid, obviously. But I do live among people who aren't rich, and they're, like, legit upset about what groceries cost, like, for real, and what gas costs. And now that we've drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, they're about to find out that it could get way higher than it is. So these are just real concerns. It doesn't mean they're the only concerns, but they can't be completely ignored, or you're going to have a volatile situation on your hands, and why wouldn't you? You know, angry people who feel like they have no recourse, who don't think elections are real, and they're totally right, obviously. Let's stop lying. There's a lot of truth in that. And those people are, you know, they have real grievances, legit grievances. And the only way to tamp those grievances down is not by creating some East German surveillance state, comma, which we had done, comma, or throwing people in prison for loitering outside the Capitol, which is their house, after all. That doesn't work long term. It didn't work in Eastern Europe. It won't work here. The only thing that does work is kind of giving them not all they want, but some. Or how about this? Let's just start with pretending you care. But you know what doesn't work? Saying we're going to spend $100 billion in other countries. And I don't care how virtuous the case those countries make is, and I don't care how much I personally may agree or disagree with what those countries are doing. That is immaterial. The job, the moral duty of the people running a country is to look out for the people in that country, period. That's always true. And it doesn't mean they can't help other people or whatever, but if they pay no attention whatsoever, and in a moment when every person, 350 million Americans, everyone, regardless of political affiliation, can feel that something bad's coming, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. I mean, if you've been to church once in the last year, have you thought about the end times recently? Yes, you have. Whether I'm serious. Because you can feel that abrupt change is coming, and that's very disconcerting. And so rather than reassure people that, you know, we kind of got your back a little bit, by the way, we're going to spend $100 billion on other people. Oh, and the border security part is purely designed to make it easier for more people to come here illegitimately. That's freaking scary. Okay? So I don't have TV at home, and I don't watch TV. We haven't in years, because my wife is fiercely opposed to television. But obviously, I have some familiarity with the genre. So I'm thinking to myself, the other day I was like, I wonder what they're saying about this on TV, but I'm just being honest, I have no.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Cohesive country, okay? No matter how admirable they may be, and I know some of them, and I really like them, okay? I've even met illegal aliens I really like. I'm just being honest. But if you have millions upon millions of people with no loyalty to the United States, we're all on public benefits, and the country goes bankrupt, what happens? You know, last time we had a depression, the country held together because Americans had a lot in common with each other. But what happens next time, honestly? Moreover, when your country's at war, civil liberties disappear. And we saw this in the last 20-year war on terror. And I supported all that stuff, and I have egg on my face. I'm worse than that. I'm ashamed of the measures that I supported, which were, of course, turned against me. And the NSA got busted reading my text messages on Signal, which is supposedly secure. Spoiler alert, it's not. So keep the naughty pictures off Signal, okay, because they're looking at them. But they did that. They got caught doing it. No one resigned or even apologized. And that was all legal because of the measures we put in place the last time we were fighting the bad guys over a 20-year period that measurably weakened the country and from which we derived nothing in the end. So I'm merely saying maybe we should just pause for 1 second to ask, could we be doing that again, but at scale? Not one person. You're not allowed. Because everything is some moral argument. Well, are you on the side of the bad guys? No. And so I look at how this is arrayed, and again, I can't tell you how disgusted I am by the behavior of people who said they were conservative and cared about the country. They clearly don't. Because no one asked that question. They're all too afraid. And then the other side, the wackos running around calling for, you know, the pro-Hamas people, decolonize, you know, they're mad at Israel for being white and they want to kill everybody. Obviously, if forced to choose, I go with Ben Shapiro, okay? But I shouldn't have to choose. Like, there should be the America guy in the middle who's like, I have strong sympathies here, and, you know, morally I'm on one side, but I'm an American, and I've got a ton of kids. Well, I'll speak for myself. I am an American. I was born here. I will die here. I have a ton of kids, and I kind of want them to be able to live here in a country that resembles the one in which I grew up. And what about them? Shut up! Oh, shut up's not good enough, actually. And I just, the spirit of fear, and I hate to use the term, but groupthink, that has descended upon lawmakers and, I would say, movement leaders in Washington, where no one can say something that's completely obvious. Because, well, you're anti-Israel? Well, no one's going to call me anti-Israel. I like Israel. And one of the things I love about Israel, in addition to the fact it's beautiful and great food, took my kids there on vacation, is I like the Israelis. What do I like about the Israelis? They're proud of themselves and their country. I like that. I like secure people. But I don't know a single Israeli, and I say this as a compliment from my heart, I don't know a single Israeli who would jeopardize his own country's economy or safety for another nation. Because they care about their nation. Like, what the hell? I'm saying this as a compliment. But why would we do that? And when I see leaders on the left and right call for refugees from Gaza to be imported here, they're too dangerous for other countries, but we should take them? What are you saying? What are you saying about how you feel about my country? You're saying you consider it a trash bin. Throw the refuse there. No one else wants to deal with it. America will deal with it. Well, how about no? How about anyone who even suggests something like that? Speaking of a betrayal of your country, that's just telling me everything I need to know about how you feel about the United States of America. And I'm disgusted by it. Did you even think something like that? Really? And yet that is considered like kind of within bounds. And I notice there are a few Republicans who are like, well, that could happen. And we're going to pass legislation preemptively to make sure it doesn't. It's like, why would we even have that conversation? That is truly nuts. It's nuts. And more than anything, it's revealing of an attitude that is poisonous and that everyone else in the country can feel. They know it. And again, don't look to me because I live in my family's summer house. I'm not pretending to be, you know, what J.D. Vance actually is, which is the son of middle America, of working America. I'm not. But I try to observe and I try to talk to people. I like people. And I can tell you, I can promise you that the level of resentment toward those attitudes is extremely high. It's extremely high. And it absolutely should be.
See the speech in full, that's just part of it, at InfoWars.com and share it. Tucker Carlson warns really dramatic, abrupt change is coming. We can all feel it. We can all see it. So I wrote some notes here. Yeah. Klaus Schwab and the globalists say they're going to collapse civilization and then social engineer you once you're totally poor through the social credit score and the universal basic income. So it's not that they're disconnected and don't care. No, they do care passionately. They want to kill you. It's like if somebody kidnapped your 10-year-old and raped and murdered them, you wouldn't just not care about them. You'd want to destroy them. Well, we've done nothing to the globalists, but they see us as eating their food, breathing their air, living on their planet. And it's a scientific plan. It's totally cold-blooded. And the only way to stop it is to understand that they're building an angrier world. They cut off the resources and then tell the brown people that the majority, it's the white people. And then the brown people watch the news and see a bunch of white people running things and go, I guess it is the white people. But it's the ultra-rich Chi-Coms and the Davos Group and the Rothschilds and all of them know exactly what they're doing. And I made this point a lot this week. They teach Jewish children, but you have an amazing history and you come from amazing people and you have an incredible culture and heritage. And I admire people that are proud of their heritage and culture. And then as an American, by our own corporate media, I'm told America's bad, George Washington's bad, let's take his statues down. They are doing it. Versus Robert E. Lee, and I said it'll be George Washington next, and Thomas Jefferson, and it is. And then it comes out all over the news that in public schools and private schools and camps and places you wouldn't know, they almost all of the academics, I mean, I'd say 70% now are leftists. They're getting grants to do it, so they're paid to do it. And they're in there literally teaching children they're bad because they're white and teaching them because they're another color, they're special, and the white people are their enemy. But again, they're teaching all the children they're bad because they're human and hurting the earth, and they're teaching little boys they should be little girls, and little girls they should be little boys, making you every level of your life fundamentally hate yourself. And then you better take this shot so you can't get sick, so you can protect other people, and they give them $40,000 at the pediatrician's offices for every 100 children under the age of 2, babies, they give the shot to, and $53,000 for everybody they intubate with a respirator, with a ventilator. They knew it was an autoimmune response. They knew that a ventilator would kill you 90%+ of the time, and it did. It's all testing, can they kill us, testing, can they cut our resources off, and hoping we won't notice. And so to the CIA and the Justice Department and the think tanks and the universities, Georgetown and Harvard and Yale that admittedly quarterbacked the lawsuits against us with their legal staff, pro bono and all the rest of it, that's on top of the $20 million they've spent in the last year trying to shut us down. That's in court documents. They're all going to be destroyed, too. They're going to eat bugs. They're going to get chemtrailed. They're going to be 5G'd. But they're compartmentalized, believing they're going to really build a utopia once they get rid of the old evil white men. So let's go to this clip. This is Letitia James, put in by George Soros, who also funds Hamas. Look it up. Listen to what she says about white people, period, in any position of authority. And then remember, it's not her doing it. It's BlackRock saying, we don't hire any more white males, period. And 90% of the new hires in the last 3.5 years in Europe and the U.S. and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, same program, have not been white. Now, it sounds nice, but it's the power, though, to only hire a group according to their color. That's to control those groups and to make them be allied with this takeover. They'll get them, too, and they're getting them as well. But think about 91% was the number. I covered it 2 weeks ago. In the West, it's the same number everywhere, are not white because they're not hiring white people from dishwashers up to CEOs because, well, here's Letitia James.
Stands up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
And there she is with the ADL, with her, and the Muslims, saying, we don't like white people, they're the problem. Well, we know folks didn't like white people in Las Vegas where a retired police chief was riding his bike. We'll be rolling that. You all know about that case. And they ran him over because he's white and they killed his ass. Well, now they celebrated in court and told the family, F you. They celebrated in court. We're going to come back and play the audio of that and then show the celebration in court. That's right. One more white devil out riding his bike, dead because of what color he is. That's about as Nazi as you get, but it's anti-white. And the ADL and BlackRock run it all, literally trying to say that your children, your baby, your month-old baby's bad because they're white. Let me tell you something. We're not going to howl Hitler, and we're not going to howl the ADL either.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.